look the same the world around. And that's because the prescriptions for church as set out in the scriptures are supracultural. They are above culture. So we look to 1 Corinthians 14 for what to do in a church service, or 1 Corinthians 13 for how we interact in love with one another, or 1 Corinthians 5 and Matthew 18 for church discipline, you know, on and on. And apart from that, apart from those basic biblical principles, we shoot for mere church. It's so easy to get it wrong in a cross-cultural context if we don't do exactly what the Bible says. So we shoot for regulative worship, mere worship, regular worship. We shoot for membership and biblical conversion, biblical event, you know, just doing what the Bible says the church is to do. So the mere church is the most cross-culturally relevant church. And that's why the nine marks are so important. The nine marks is not just another method of church planting. They are bedrock biblical principles, and we should see them more as a way that we build the church on gospel foundation, like Paul speaks about in 1 Corinthians 3, such that the healthy church is the way to make sure we're building with precious material, not wood, hay, and stubble. So according to 1 Corinthians 3:13, we're fireproofing the church with biblical principles.